Ketchikan city officials laid out the grim picture in a city council meeting on Monday.
The draft budget, as should be no surprise, was shaped by the COVID-19 pandemic.
That's City Manager Carl Amelon. On the chopping block are as many as 15 city positions. The reason comes as no surprise. Ketchikan, like many Southeast Alaska port communities, relies on revenue from cruise ship traffic to fund city services through direct and indirect taxation on vessels and passengers. But this year, there were no head taxes, and there were precious fewer tourists paying sales taxes. Revenue there is down by about a third. So there are some hard choices ahead.
We're looking at layoffs. We don't really see other viable avenues to make up that size of a deficit.
Amelon and outgoing finance director Bob Newell recommended staffing cuts to start, including public safety workers, 3 firefighters, and 3 police officers. 5 of the positions are unfilled, largely in public works, meaning those cuts wouldn't leave anyone out of a job. Amelon projects the layoffs would save around $1 million in salaries, benefits, and other expenses, but that would still leave $750,000 to cut elsewhere. Councilmember Riley Gass suggested that instead of cutting city workers, officials should consider across-the-board wage cuts.
Have we also thought about, discussed, maybe before we go doing that, seeing if employees would be interested in, say, a 6 or 12-month period of switching to 32-hour or, 4-day-a-week shifts? It's been brought to my attention that in some circumstances that option is actually a lot more popular than you might think so.
Councilmember Judy Zenge opposed cutting jobs or salaries. She argued it's still too early in the budget process. The city's deadline isn't until next month.
I just want to say that I strongly disagree with that. I think that what we should be doing is looking at all of our other options before we start scaring the unions and our employees and everybody else.
Councilmember Mark Flora asked for a breakdown of what it would take to maintain the same number of jobs by repurposing funds set aside for other projects.
If there's agreement that preservation of employment and continuance of services is at least part of the overarching goal of trying to get through this budget, we're going to need to look for funds in areas and move them from other areas in a different fashion than we have in the past.
Amelon said he'd do his best to bring back estimates of how large the pay cuts would need to be to fill that $1.75 million gap at the next budget meeting. That's on November 30th, when the public will also have a chance to testify. The budget is due just before the end of the year. Reporting in Ketchikan, I'm Eric Stone.